Life's Party, Life's Always a Party. Let's go, Paulie.
What's up? Having a great week? How you doing out there? Life's Party, Life's Always a Party. Starting on the right now. What's going on? How we doing?
We're on Fast Forward right now. We're on a Fast Forward episode. Paul's got a Mr. Beast shirt. You checked out that location, didn't you?
Absolutely. Starting off the show strong. We love Mr. Beast here on the show. If you don't know, he is a YouTube creator. He opened his own burger restaurant. First physical location. He's been doing these virtual locations we've talked about prior. Ghost kitchens. You could order on DoorDash, Uber Eats, wherever. But he opened his first physical location.
Yeah, he had a bunch of influencers there, I saw. It's right by MetLife Stadium, right?
New Jersey? It's at the American Dream Mall in the Meadowlands, right next to MetLife Stadium in North Jersey. So I checked it out, middle of the week.
Second day it launched, you went, right?
Second or third day.
Was
it like
crowded?
Right around there. It was. I went at like 11:30. I went during lunch, but it was like, I was surprised. It was like a Monday.
Was the burger better at the place than it was when you got it delivered?
Yes, absolutely.
By far.
Not by far, but it was. But it was funny because I was there only a couple days after launch, and it was interesting. There was one guy I overheard. He was like on the phone. He's like, yeah, it's just five guys. And
just five guys.
And somebody asked me, they're like, how was it? And I literally had the burger on my plate. I was like, I didn't take a bite yet.
Isn't that the worst when someone asks, like, how's your food? Or a waiter comes over, is like, everything good? Like, I didn't even take a bite yet.
Well,
you could see that.
It was just a random dude. Like, he was just like, oh, man, I'm about to go buy it. How is it? I was like,
full-ass burger on your lap.
Literally haven't touched it yet, but I will let you know, sir.
I'm about to tell you. I also saw the Paul movie poster saga continues. You got some posters, Paul. Same place?
The saga continues. That's what I like to say. I've been doing this little mini-series over on my Snapchat every time I go out of the movie theater or if I try to ask for movie posters. But this time, this was a success. So I think this is the third time that I've been successful.
I hate that I watched them. And you brought them with you because we're going to potentially try to hang these up at some point.
Yes,
you got three of them, right? Or four?
I got four movie posters. We do have a light box we bought for the set, actually, that we want to use. But we realized when we put it up, it's so large, it kind of throws everything off.
Yeah.
So maybe if we get two, we can kind of put one on each side.
We need to get the balance before we can hang up the one. There you go. What is that? Lightyear? Buzz Lightyear. It's pretty dope. It's a little dark. No words on that one.
Well, the bottom of it has Lightyear.
Oh. That's a decent poster. Movie didn't do well, but I know it's a good poster to have. Oh, didn't she let you pick them?
Yeah, so what I really liked about this, which is so funny, and I told her, she was the nicest person by far.
I love the saga because, like, it's the whole series of, like, oh, does Paul get the poster or not? But then there's also, like, a rankings of how the person is. Like, are they an asshole? Are they nice? Do they let you pick the posters? Do they say come back again? So I love the two dimensions of this storyline. It's, did Paul get the posters? And let's rank the asshole workers at Cinemark or AMC.
Yeah, this was AMC. This is my local AMC. I've always asked when I leave the theater. Usually, anyway. It depends. This was, like, not too late. It was probably, like, 8 o'clock by the time I walked out. Wasn't busy or whatever. And I saw a woman. I thought she was the manager. So I said, hello. I was like, hey, I was curious. Do you guys have any movie posters that you are giving to customers? And she was like, yeah, I think we could do that. You want to come back to the room with me? We can check them out. And I was like,
oh, you went back.
Well, I didn't go back.
Paul
but
got
I, like,
VIP service at AMC.
I followed her back to, like, the room. It was like the furthest I could go.
Whoa,
and she's like,
kids show.
She's like, hold on. She goes, hold on. I can bring them out to you. So she brought me a whole container of them, like a box of all of them. And she's like, yeah, pick whatever ones you like. So I picked four. We went through the whole box.
All right, let's see the second one. I got a grudge for you on one of them, which is not this one. Oh, this is, what is this? Jurassic Park? Jurassic World?
This is Jurassic World.
I will say this. I saw that movie in movie theaters. That's a poster I don't want. You know that's why it's not a poster I want, Paul? Because the movie sucked. The movie was trash. If I had the rating on a 1 to 10, probably a 4.2.
You weren't a fan of Jurassic
World
Dominion?
No, I wasn't. I like Chris Pratt, but that movie was not good. It was long. There's only so long you could film people run away from dinosaurs. Was not a fan of Jurassic World, that one. I forget what it's even called. Next one.
Next one we have here. This is the one that you have a grudge with?
This is the one I have a grudge with because you opened it up and the excitement wasn't there for DC Super Pets. So I want to say that you got to put some respect on DC Super Pets. That might be one we hang up. I know you're against that, just like you're against Utopia, but you need to put some respect on DC Super Pets.
See, the thing
you're
is,
like, oh, this isn't an actual Marvels. It's DC Super Pets. So if you like it, you can like it.
So here's the thing.
Put some respect on it.
I don't have any bad blood torture.
It sounded like it. There was no excitement when you opened it.
Well, I haven't seen the movie, and I like animation. I just didn't get to a chance to check this out. I actually heard good things about it. I like that they changed the Justice League a little bit. Have some diversity on the teams. I like animated films. They're great.
I forget what you exactly said. You're like, oh, well, if this is your cup of tea, as if it didn't deserve to be on that list.
I mean, I'm trying to look for these bigger posters for, like, blockbusters.
Yeah, you haven't gotten any, no offense, you haven't gotten any great ones yet.
Well, what do you think? The workers who work there take the good ones. The fact that I got Lightyear was so funny. It was like, the fact that Lightyear was there, was like, clearly people didn't like the movie.
Right.
I was like, but it's Pixar, so it's still a good snack.
Because it's been out of the theater for a while, hasn't it?
Yeah. Still a good snack. Jurassic Park, my favorite film franchise. One of them. Probably two or three. Probably three. But I got some Jurassic Park Funko Pops here on my set. So it's like, I love Jurassic Park. So that was a good grab for me, too.
Good grab, bad movie. Do you have, now, I think with the saga, because it's going to continue, I would assume, I think you would have to have a watch list, right? Like, what is on the watch list? Is Avatar a must-have when it drops in theater?
I would like Avatar.
I saw they're playing the old Avatar in theater. Because yeah. I was out at Applebee's or whatever, my girlfriend. And we were like, oh, let's see a movie. Maybe we'll check out what's available, what's playing now. We searched Avatar. I was like, Avatar is out already? But then she was like, oh, no, they're just playing that again, bringing it back before they released a new one. But Avatar poster would be good to get, Paul.
Avatar poster's good. I would get Black Adam with The Rock. That comes out soon, like a couple weeks. I would get Black Panther, of course, coming out in November. Black Panther 2. They just released the runtime on it. It's a 2-hour and 41-minute movie.
Black Panther? Wasn't the first one long?
First one, I think, was like maybe like 220 or something. This is the second longest Marvel movie other than Endgame.
I'm going to be peeing a lot during that one.
I'm super excited for it. You got Namor, Ryan Coogler, your dude. He's the director. He's the guy who did Creed.
Is he?
Yeah, he's the director of Creed.
I'm all on board on that then. Creed's one of my favorite movies. Are you excited about what was leaked last night? Little Deadpool? Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman?
So, I don't know if we really talk about Ryan Reynolds, but he's a marketing genius. He really is. And I've been getting into the world of marketing, especially with social media. And Ryan Reynolds is one of the best to ever do it. He's got his own marketing company. He does like Cricket Mobile. He has obviously his
well, good for him keeping that afloat.
Dude, he does or Mint Mobile. I think it's Mint Mobile. Yeah, Mint Mobile.
Regardless.
Then he's got his aviation gin. And then with all his movie stuff, like Deadpool's, the marketing for all the Deadpool films is amazing. And what he did last night, we're a little behind when you're listening to this, but you probably checked it out already. But Ryan Reynolds had his announcement for the third Deadpool film. And you got Hugh Jackman as Wolverine coming back, which is like super exciting.
Yeah, it is. He scared me a little bit, Ryan Reynolds. Like Why? The vibe of the video had me thinking like he was like withdrawing from being Deadpool. It was a weird vibe. It was a funny bit. It was a funny commercial advertisement, I guess.
He just does. That's what he does. He does like these little bits he'll post online. And they actually, did you see the second one they posted?
No.
So they posted one this morning, and it's him and Hugh Jackman, like, on the couch from that scene. And they're like, hey, we know you got questions. We got answers. And they start answering questions, and the whole thing starts to, like, silent, and music starts playing over it. And it's just, they just start acting out, and they both act like they have Wolverine claws, and they're, like, stabbing each other.
That's going to be a good movie.
It's going to be amazing. But
that also goes to show that like marketing doesn't have to be putting millions of dollars into a commercial. Like,
no.
It was like one shot. They had a couch, and in the background, it was like a typical house setting and Hugh Jackman going up the stairs. And it was just a simple one-liner. Not a lot of dialogue. Not of money put into this marketing campaign or marketing commercial. It's just super simple but creative.
It's so creative.
That can be effective.
And they've been really good friends. Like, they always mess with each other online. Like, a couple years ago, they did a bit where they both have alcohol companies. Do you remember this?
Hugh Jackman's?
I forget. I know aviation, but
aviation.
They both have like I think alcohol. Maybe Hugh Jackman had something else that they did, but they both like made commercials for each other.
That's funny.
And they thought like Ryan Reynolds was like, oh, like this is I'm gonna like make fun of this commercial. So he like bashed Hugh Jackman's, and then Hugh Jackman's was like super nice or whatever. It was super funny. It was just like, they play really well off each other, so I'm excited for that film.
Yeah, it's dope. I'm really interested in marketing stuff, and I didn't even know Ryan Reynolds had his own marketing company.
Yeah. He won. So his team did the marketing for the first Deadpool film, which they won some award for because it was like insane.
Yeah, dope. I'll definitely check that out. That doesn't come out till like 27?
It was September 6, 2024. So you got about 2 years for the film. But moving from marketing to Be Real and In the Moment.
Yes.
We want to talk about Be Real a little bit, the new social media app that is taking storm. Number one on the App Store.
I don't have it yet, but I think after the show, I'm going to get on the Be Real train. Before you get into what you're going to talk about, I just download Be Real, but then how do I get friends? Do I get like friend requests?
So you can, most likely if you put your phone number in, right? Like you can allow my friends to see
Whatever.
Yeah. Like the people who are in your contacts that also have the app already.
And to understand Be Real, I get a notification, anonymously during the day, don't know what time it's going to happen. I take a picture and it gets the front and the back of the camera.
Correct.
Then that's it.
It's both cameras. So the idea is that Be Real, new social media app, I started back in April. So it's kind of been around for a little bit this summer, but it's number one in the App Store for free apps. People are loving this thing. And we're going to talk soon about how other applications such as Instagram and now TikTok are trying to steal the feature that is Be Real's main feature. And the idea is that it's like the opposite of Instagram. It's non-polished. It has to be in the moment. You can't edit the photo. And there are a lot of things I like about it. So Be Real will send you a notification, says, hey, Be Real right now. And you have 2 minutes to take the photo. It takes a dual photo. It takes one from the front camera and the rear facing camera. So you kind of get to see you as a selfie and then what's your environment like. You can't see all of your friends' posts until you post. Mm. So I really like that. And you can't go back.
What if you miss your post?
So you can always post late. Like if you're like, hey, you're not in the moment, maybe you're on the toilet, right? Or maybe you just don't pay attention to your phone's somewhere else. You can always post late, but it'll just say, hey, Ryan posted 2 hours late or 6 hours late or whatever. So it's kind of fun to be in the moment and just kind of see what everyone's doing at that time. You can't edit the photo.
Because if it says 3 hours late, it's like, oh.
What were you doing?
Tanya, put some effort into this one.
Yeah.
It's not actually being real, Tanya. You got to be real.
It is fun, though, because I've been doing it for a little bit now, almost every day, where the last 5 or 6 days, I've been trying to get really creative with them.
It's almost like the phenomenon of a second a day. It's almost like taking that over.
So I thought, yeah, I was really big on what was it called? Oh, 1 second every day, right?
No, yeah, difficult name.
No, well, the app was called 1 second every day, and it was basically like you took a video of 1 second, and then at the end of each month, you can get like a 30-second clip of every single day.
Yeah.
And I did that for about 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, you did.
And the hard thing about it was, you know, the routine and remembering to take that video every day. But if it had a notification that was like, hey, do it right now, that app probably would have been a lot more successful, right?
Yeah, it's
a simple like thing. But right now, what's happening is Be Real has become so popular and people really like it that Instagram and like now even TikTok are trying to steal that feature. TikTok is calling it TikTok Now, and I think Instagram's calling it like Moments or something. It's like take a moment or like in the moment or whatever.
Is that live
it's called
now on Instagram?
Yeah, no, on TikTok it's. Now on TikTok, if you go down to the bottom of your TikTok feed where like your home button is or like you want to post a video, it's like in between those two. It's kind of on the left there. It's a lightning bolt and it says now and you click on it. It's where the friends tab used to be. So now when you go to that, it'll say friends and then next to it, it'll say now. And you could add your like TikTok now.
Isn't that annoying for Be Real though?
Absolutely. Yeah.
We just did a video. We collaborated with Hater Fantasy Sports, which is daily fantasy, but you pick losers instead of winners. And then you look at their idea as such a good idea, and they're the first ones to implement that. But then there's like DraftKings and FanDuel who have the money and who have the reputation of being like credible, and then they can just automatically implement Hater Fantasy Sports idea into their own structure, like Instagram and TikTok. You know what I'm saying? Well, it's like Be Real comes up with this great idea, but since Instagram and TikTok already have a following and credibility, they can just be like, oh, that's a cool idea, Be Real. Let me take your idea, just implement it into my structure, and now I'm making money off of it now. And so, fuck, do you get, like, can you patent that idea? Like, would you think that Be Real patents the idea of this? But I guess they didn't, because now Instagram and TikTok are taking it.
So I know, like, we're talking about Hater Fantasy Sports. I know they have something.
I know they have a patent.
They have a patent. Like, they should be the only ones to be able to do that, which is smart, right?
Because if DraftKings has a better app and it's more accessible, or FanDuel, then they're fucked because
they
can just take
the feature,
idea,
yeah,
and just create another option. So if Be Real doesn't have a patent, I mean, they're going to have to hang with Instagram and TikTok, which is difficult because they're two powerhouses.
Well, a lot of people right now are talking about how Be Real, how are they going to make any money because there's no ads on the platform, right? Like, it's pretty bare. So I'm curious. You know, people are saying they might be stealing information, right?
And the app's free.
The app's free. Like, there's nothing.
It might be suspicious, to be honest.
It's a little sus.
No ads. Free app. What are they getting out of it?
I don't know. But definitely check it out. Be Real if you haven't already. Don't succumb to TikTok and Instagram. I think people will do it eventually. Just like everyone did Instagram stories eventually, even though it was ripped right from Snapchat.
Well, that's what we talked about with YouTube. YouTube's going towards YouTube Shorts now.
Yeah, I mean,
people
everyone
don't like
took
that.
The
YouTube OGs aren't. They don't love that.
No.
But we'll see how this world of entertainment continues to blossom.
We're going to do our first little segment here. We're going to talk about a draft. You know, football's in season, and why not do a draft of things that we like, right? So we're going to do different categories, and we wrote some options down, and we're going to try to figure out at the end of this draft who has the better list.
Yeah, who has the best top five or top three of each category. So we're going to alternate picks, and then, I mean, I imagine these are eventually going to be TikToks or on Instagram Reels.
And you can vote to see whose list is better.
We'll check the comments section. There was a lot of pre-show talking shit going on.
Well, the thing is, I'm starting to get back into football a little bit, and I like watch weekly. I'm checking things, but I don't play fantasy football anymore. I don't like it. It's too damn competitive. People want to like slit your throat over it. It's like insane. It's
so
just not for me.
This is your competitive.
This is my competitive a little bit. Yeah.
So one of the categories is actors, where we're going to alternate picking actors and see who has the top five list of actors. And Paul's like, my actor list is going to blow you out of the fucking
way. Because I thought about a lot of things here, and I'll be able to explain why my list is better.
All right, but we're not starting with actors, Paul. We're starting with beers.
Yes,
life's
we
a
are.
Party. We drink beers. Oh shit! I wanted to get a beer for this episode.
Too bad, bud.
Oh well. All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to alternate picks. But my question to you is, how are we going to decide who gets first pick?
It should be flipping of a coin.
Yeah, it is. Or let's flip this bottle cap I have.
Or do you want to ask Siri?
Well, okay. What is this, home field advantage where you get to ask your Siri first?
Siri, flip a coin. Pick, right?
Heads. People are going to hate that I picked heads. This dude doesn't know how to work an iPhone.
Oh, she didn't say it.
All right, well, I'm
it
going
says
heads.
Tails, though.
Well, does. The people listening
look,
at home.
Look, it says tails.
I want the people listening at home knowing that he rigged it.
I did
think
not
he
rig
rigged it.
It.
All right, so there it is, tails. You go first on the beard, which means I go first in the fast food.
That's
We're
fine.
Doing fast food next. Three categories, three drafts, first one beer. Paul, first overall pick.
First overall pick. I want to go with a classic, and I want to go with, like, the everyday, you know, football beer.
But it works two ways, too. Like,
there's
if
a
you
lot
think
of
I'm going to pick
reasons.
Early, or if you like a beer and you know I don't like it, you can save it.
I know.
All right,
yeah.
But let's hear your first one.
First overall pick, Bud Light.
Okay.
I want to pick Bud Light because I think
you want to pick Bud Light because you want to fucking take my goddamn beer. That's
well,
what you
here's
do.
The thing, because I think
no one ever takes my Bud Light.
I think it's, you know, the classic. I think it's a good, solid pick. A lot of people use it. So if you want to use or drink it, so if you want to use overall consumption, I feel like I'm in the lead category.
It's a good staple. A Bud Light, you can always go for a Bud Light at any time. Drinking games, if you're playing those, Bud Light's a great drinking game beer. Pissed off. All I had to do was say tails, and I could have got Bud Light. That felt personal. That pick felt personal.
It kind of was.
All right. Well, if you want to get personal... If you want to get personal, I'm changing my strategy.
Okay, what do you want?
I'm taking the number one summer beer, Bud Light Lime.
Nice.
So we got Bud Light to start, Bud Light Lime, best summer beer. Tailgating, whenever I go tailgating Phillies game, anything in the summer, I go to BB&T Pavilion for a country concert. I'm drinking Bud Light Lime, day drinking, any dages, not darties. Bud Light Lime is always on time.
I like it. I'm going with a more fruitier beer. This is something that I think we both like. I definitely love it. It is, you know, a fall, summer kind of vibe.
Ooh.
I'm going with Blue Moon.
Damn it, that's on my list.
I love Blue Moon. It's a class, one of my favorites, probably my favorite.
Nothing beats a Blue Moon draft with a freshly squeezed orange in it. Do you agree, Paul?
Obviously. I agree. Pretty good.
Bud Light, I mean, Blue Moon draft is up there.
Oh, Blue Moon draft, like, it's
Blue
amazing.
Moon draft with fresh orange in
amazing.
There?
Amazing.
That's game changing. All right. I was good. That's a good pick right there, Paul. It's a good pick. Very fall festive, Blue Moon, I feel like. My next pick is going to be a surprise to many. I'm starting to get on this wave. of this beer when I go watch UFC fight nights.
Oh.
I'm going with Modelo.
I actually had it on the list here.
Modelo, I'm starting to like it. I had it. I mean, I don't remember I've ever bought a case of Modelo. I had one the last couple two UFC fight nights. It might be my go-to now. I really enjoy Modelo. It's smooth, tastes good. Modelo, number two on my list.
That's a good one.
Thank you.
That's a good one. All right. I'm going to go with something that I love near and dear to my heart. This is on the heavier side.
Oh, I know where you're going with.
This is a good beer if you're trying to relax, have a good one at the pub. Got to go with Guinness.
That's on my list, too.
Number three, taking Guinness.
I'm a Guinness guy now.
You've become a little bit, yeah.
So it was on my list. It was a potential four or five slot for me. I thought you would forget about Guinness.
Oh, absolutely not.
But that's a shame on me for thinking that you'd forget about Guinness. All right, my number three. I'm going to go with a beer that I like to drink when I write comedy. If you don't follow me on Instagram, I'm starting to do my own comedy jokes on Instagram. Give me a follow, at RyanSmith25. I don't even know my handle. It might be that. Stella. I love Stella. When I'm writing jokes, working on some editing, just a little bottle of Stella. My family introduced it to me. Whenever I go to family parties, they always have Stella on Christmas. So if you get a nice little Stella, open that bad boy up, grab an ice-cold glass out of the freezer, pour the Stella in. Chef's kiss.
Pretty, that was a solid pick.
Stella number three.
All right, me.
All right, me.
Number four. I've kind of gone different seasons here, but I'm sticking with the summer beer next. And instead of Blue Moon with the orange, we're going to the lime.
No.
Corona Light, baby.
God damn it. Dude, so I would have had a phenomenal list if I had
Corona. We're going to Corona. I feel really good with that pick.
Was that your five or four?
That was four.
Damn, I like Corona, but I thought I could get it later from you.
I mean, not much later. We're halfway through the list here, buddy.
That throws things into a loop for me. Damn, I don't have any good options left. This is where picking second fucks me. I ordered this beer the other day. My friend looked at me funny because I chose it over Blue Moon Draft at the golf course. Give me a Coors Light.
Okay, that's rough. That's a rough one, buddy.
We're getting rough over here. Because we can't go with, like, flavored stuff. Like,
no.
We're not going with, like, Red's Wicked, Twisted Teas.
No.
Like, those are, they're not beers.
No.
So I'm going to have to go with Coors. I'll take Coors any day over Miller Lite. Some bars, because Coors is a cheaper beer, they'll get, like, Coors, like, pints for, like, $2. Give me that. I'll take that all day. So Coors is on my four, is number four for me.
That's pretty solid.
You just said you hated it.
I did, yeah. I mean, solid for me. I got a better list, I know.
Do you?
And last one here. This is probably my favorite light beer. Skinny can all the way. We're going Michelob Ultra.
I was gonna take that, but a lot of dudes hate on the Michelob.
Yeah, well, they hate on it because they ain't it. I love Michelob Ultra. The skinny can makes me feel skinny.
We got to turn that around where, like, men don't feel manly enough drinking Michelob Ultra. Fuck that.
No,
I like Michelob Ultra.
Dude, it makes you feel better. Go have some Michelob.
I should have took that over Coors Light.
You should have. I was surprised you went that low. All
right. This one's going to come out of left field, Paul. You're not expecting it, but it's a great number five.
Okay, what do you got here?
If you're an OG Life's a Party fan, we used to do blind alcohol tests where Paul would go get tall boys. We blind
That's true,
fold each
yeah.
other. This was one of the most memorable moments in that segment, in that bit. I'm going with Rolling Rock. I like Rolling Rock. Give me it at number five. It's better than Heineken. Rolling Rock's better than Yingling. I don't think there's much out there for picking, so give me a Rolling Rock.
Yeah, those are in there. I had Heineken on my list as a backup if I needed it, but I'm just not a big fan of it. So
what I was referring to is we used to do blind. We should bring that back.
We should bring it back.
We blindfolded each other with bandanas. We went to the liquor store, got tall boys. And we had blind taste tested, and we guessed the beer. And Paul gave me a Heineken, I think it was. Or was it a Rolling Rock?
I'm not sure.
It was Heineken or Rolling Rock.
I think it was Rolling Rock, actually.
Okay, so it's a Rolling Rock. And I have my blindfold on. I'm going through it. I'm like, all right, it's not Yingling. It's not Heineken. It's not Rolling Rock. And I start thinking. I go, all right, let me guess Heineken. Take my blindfold off. It's Rolling Rock. So, Rolling Rock's my number five. Paul, go down your list one last time before we go to fast food.
All right, my top five for beers. We got, going from number five, Michelob Ultra, Corona Light, Guinness, Blue Moon, and then Bud Light. That's a pretty solid list. I think it's strong.
I'm shocked that you went Bud Light one.
Well, I kind of wanted
that
it from you.
That was in spite because you just wanted to fuck me.
I think it's also the one of the largest consumptions. So I feel like on an average basis, I think that's why I went with it.
All right. And then my top five, Rolling Rock 5, Coors Light 4. We're a little top heavy on this list. Stella 3, Modelo 2, Modelo 2, Bud Light Lime 1. I think that my top three is good.
Bud Light Lime is good.
Bud Light Lime, though. But I know people are going to eat me up with the Modelo 2, Stella 3. That's a phenomenal duo right there.
That's good. That's good. Modelo was on my list, too. So.
Oh, it doesn't count. It's on my list.
Alrighty. So moving on. We're doing fast food here.
Yeah, we'll let the people decide whose list is better on that for next time. But now we're doing fast food. I get first pick.
Wait, so let's explain fast food a little bit.
All right, you can do that.
We're going to do top three because we realized that, one, there are a lot of good fast food options, but we decided that we counted anything as a fast food that has a drive-through. We can do five, but I think there's a few in here that aren't just, there's not going to be the best.
I think that we just want to do five to see where it
takes
us.
Let's just do five and see where it takes us. But if it has a drive-through, it's fast food.
But we're allowed to not do drive-throughs.
Only drive-throughs.
All right. This is going to be difficult. All right. First pick for me. Good thing I have first pick. Gonna save that one because I know Paul doesn't like it. We're gonna play hardball, Paul.
Okay,
we're playing hardball today.
Well, then what are you gonna go with first?
You know what I'm gonna go with. Know. So you took Bud Light from me. It's only fair that I go number one, McDonald's.
You should. McDonald's deserves to go number
we're
one.
We're playing
overall.
Hardball over here. I'm not gonna let you get second pick and take McDonald's. That's like I'm not gonna let you get second pick and get LeBron James, the greatest of all time. It's not gonna happen.
Yeah, I
McDonald's won.
I do feel as though that should be number one.
It should be everybody's number one, even if it makes you feel like shit. In everyone's deepest of hearts, they've had a Happy Meal when they were a kid.
I mean,
McDonald's number one.
It's their shame meal. If you want to be like, hey, like I don't want to tell anyone, you go to the McDonald's drive-thru, you get whatever you want, and you don't tell anyone you've ever been there. That's just how it is.
It's like a married guy going to the strip club. You're just going to McDonald's and tell no one.
Yeah, you eat everything in your car, like you're... You know, you're shameful of it, and then you go home to your wife and kids.
Can we talk about that real quick? Where if you get McDonald's fries, they never make it home. The McDonald's fries.
No, I've never
You're
do.
Eating them out of the bag. Next thing you know, you pull into the driveway, fries are gone.
Gone.
All right, your number one pick.
My number one, you want to hit hard, let's hit hard. Okay. Let's do this. Number one. Chick-fil-A.
Why? You don't even like Chick-fil-A.
Because it's top up there. It's up there. And if you're going to hit me.
This is not fair. Paul's playing to the crowd. That's what he's doing.
If you're going
to
hit me where it hurts, I'm going to hit you where it hurts.
That's so fucked.
That's not my fault. That's what the game you want to play.
That's fair. I see where you're going now. Now I regret number one. My number one should have been Chick-fil-A.
And my number one should have been McDonald's. That's your fault, dude.
But, like, you're playing the crowd. So you're going for the win instead of playing what your favorite five are.
Correct.
You're going for the public opinion of what has the best
five out there.
And that's probably the correct way to play this.
Yep.
So I might be mistaken. But I'll tell you what. McDonald's is open on Sundays.
That's true.
So I think McDonald's remains number one.
Okay.
All right, number two. Let me go Wendy's. Wendy's number two. I've recently gotten on the Wendy's chicken sandwich wave.
I heard it's pretty good.
Pretty slept on. And then I have to go Wendy's because of the fries frosty combo. Having Wendy's second, if I don't get Wendy's, I don't get the frosty. And I need the Frosty. Like, when I go to Sixers game and the other team misses two foul shots, the Frosty freeze out. Having Wendy's not on my list to go get that Frosty after the game would hurt my feelings.
Yeah.
So Wendy's number two.
The Frosty's a power move by far.
And they've also, I mean, they've done it way back, but they had chocolate and vanilla now, so.
Well, did you have the strawberry frosted?
I haven't. Is it good?
The strawberry Frosty is game changer, dude.
All right.
It was so good.
Maybe I'll get all three every time I go.
There you go.
All right. What's your number two?
Number two. We're playing to the drunk crowd a little bit. Okay. We're going Taco Bell. All
right. Those are the big four, probably. Then it probably gets fishy. Taco Bell, I don't eat a lot of Taco Bell, but what I get at Taco Bell is great. Chicken quesadilla, nachos, Baja Blast. If you have what you like at Taco Bell, it's always a home run.
The Baja Blast, baby.
The
worst feeling in the world, dude. I've been getting really annoyed with this whole thing, where I'll go into like Taco Bell, I'll literally go there for a Baja Blast. And they'll be like, sorry, we're out.
What? You need the Baja Blast.
That is your drink.
It's a staple.
What are you talking about? Like,
you know what's funny?
It's crazy, dude.
Is Baja Blast only given out at Taco Bell?
So you can buy it now in like a Wawa or Quick Check. They sell it in a bottle. But usually it was just Taco Bell.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if Burger King or McDonald's ever had Baja Blast, I don't think I would get it. Like, you only drink a Baja Blast when you're eating Taco Bell.
It works well with Taco Bell. It just does.
All right, my number three, this is going to get... I was going to say, we talked about this on the show previously, but the nacho fries have to stay.
They do.
They can't be nacho given, fries are taken too away, good, given back. Bro. They got to stay at all times.
They're too good.
All right, number three. I'm running out of options. Dude, this is where it's going to get bad. I'll take... Popeyes.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
I'm a big chicken guy. I think Popeyes has better chicken than KFC. So therefore, I'm going to go Popeyes number three. Their chicken sandwich, I don't think it's better than Chick-fil-A, which is your number one. But it's still good enough, crispy enough. They got good chicken fingers. I don't go there often, but they're my number three, Popeyes.
Okay. Right now, I don't have a burger chain on here. And guess what? For to be a rounded out list, I need a burger chain on here. Okay. So what am I going to do? I'm going to pick the best burger chain on the West Coast. I'm going In-N-Out.
It's a good pick.
It's a great pick. Just because we're on the East Coast a little, because it's smart. I'm playing.
Yeah, you're playing the people. You don't have In-N-Out a lot. You actually sell on a show that's very overrated, more so for nostalgia.
Relax, okay?
Let's put this in the notes. Paul doesn't eat Chick-fil-A, and he also has been to In-N-Out, doesn't like it that much, said it's good for nostalgia and one-time trip, yet both of them are on his top five list.
Because at the end of the day, this is a draft. We're picking the best team here, and this is the best team.
That's like if you're doing like an NBA draft and you hate the Lakers, or you're doing an NFL draft and you hate the Buccaneers, got to take Tom Brady. You have to.
Yeah, you might not like LeBron as a person, but you're going to pick him. He's going to be the best guy on the court.
All right, number four. I'm running out of options. I think I might have to go freaking double chicken. I'm trying to think of other places that have drive-thrus. Oh, this is going to be very controversial. I'm going number four. It just popped into my head. Number four, Starbucks.
Damn. It was on my list. I was going to pick a five because I didn't think you'd pick it.
Starbucks number four.
I think it counts.
It's got a drive-thru.
It does. That was the criteria.
When I get to Starbucks, they don't ask me for a drink. They ask, what would you like to eat?
Correct.
That's the first thing they say. So therefore, drive-thru, fast food. Starbucks is a staple in everybody's lives. Is it overrated? Probably. Is it too expensive? Probably. But it's number four on my list, Paul.
That's pretty good.
Go ahead.
All right. I'm sticking with the burger chain, but this
I don't even know any.
But this is a little different. It's a little different. It's one of my all-time favorites. The menu, phenomenal. The slushies, great.
Oh,
we're going Sonic.
Oh, I wasn't expecting that.
It's different, but I'm telling you, every time I've been to Sonic, the line of cars is literally down the block.
I've never had Sonic,
dude. It's I like their commercials. Amazing. It's amazing. Horrible.
They got like tater tots, don't they?
Tater tots and the slushies. That's what people love, man.
I just realized that I just won this category.
How?
Some just popped in my head. You don't know it. These people at home, especially if they live down south, know it.
Yep, I already had it on my list.
Do you?
Yeah, I did.
My number five is Cookout.
Yeah, I know. Yep, it's on my list.
This is game over for Ryan. Cookout, I went to Coastal Carolina College. It's a $7 tray. You get drunk. You go to Cookout. You get $7. You get a burger, you get two sides, whether it's a fries, corn dog, quesadilla, double quesadilla. You get a huge iced tea. They have millions of flavors of milkshakes. Cookout is my number five on this list. I'll tell you what, this list is going to be hard to beat, Paul.
It's good. I'm not going to lie.
It's like going to win easily.
It's
like,
a good list. I don't think it'll win automatically. I think my list is pretty strong. So here's the thing. To round out the list, I feel like because you have Starbucks, I need a drink option. There really is only one other drink option, and it's up here. I like it. I think people, America runs on it. But do I really want to pick it? Like, is that what I want my last thing to be? I think it takes your Starbucks. I think it, has that comparable.
Yes. It's the B team to the Starbucks.
It's
the little brother.
There's
of
a
Starbucks.
Few things. I mean, I could hit you with a bunch of things.
Wait, are you changing your mind?
No. I'm trying to think, right?
Like, you already said everybody runs on. America runs on.
Yeah, but I didn't say anything. There are different options. I was looking at South options, right?
I'm out of picks.
Okay, so I'm not going to pick these, but other things I thought
Spit
about.
Spit the fuck out.
I thought about Jack in the Box, okay. Right? I thought about Checkers. I'm a big Checkers fan.
Jack in the Box has a drive-thru?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought
Checkers.
Checkers is a pretty solid option.
They,
with the
they
fries.
Went out of business around us. That's why I didn't think about it.
But I've seen them. You could go with a White Castle. I've thought about that too. That's like an old school. You want to talk about? It's been around for 100 years.
You got the nostalgia list.
Nostalgia. I mean,
Paul's got the sightseer list. That's not the name of the game.
I mean, the name of the game is
the name of the game. Can you pick your fifth one? What about what's that Freebird near us? That new place?
That's got. Oh, it's like a chicken place.
Wait. What's the chicken place? Crown's Chicken? I don't know what it's called.
Oh, Church's Chicken.
Church's Chicken.
Like, there's there a lot of different fast food places
KFC
you really have to go
still
down.
On the table.
KFC's on the table. I, you know, you could go with.
Can you just pick your
what's that one I was thinking
pick
about?
Pick your
too.
Goddamn one.
So do I want to? You know what? I'm gonna go classic.
He hates this pick.
I'm going to go White Castle.
Wow. Everybody runs on White Castle.
Because White Castle is just, it's nostalgic. It's been around for a really long time. If you like the food, you like the food. There's no other fast food in the game that you can walk out with 50 sliders.
Well, my brother did that after my comedy show, and he said they were horrible. But he got 50 sliders. I mean, I guess quantity over quality.
All right, let's go through the list. You go through first.
All right, my number 5 was Cookout. Great pick. Number Good 4 pick. Was Starbucks. Great pick. Number 3, Popeyes. I don't love it, but that's okay. Wendy's 2, McDonald's 1. I solid. Wish it was Chick-fil-A, but McDonald's is open on Sundays.
It's a solid list.
Thank you.
Number 5, hit nostalgic train, White Castle. 4, best best Luggies
it's
in the
such
game.
Such a bad list.
It's such a good list. We're going 5, White Castle, 4, Sonic, 3, best fast food chain on the West Coast, list. In-N-Out. Number 2, Taco Bell. Number 1, probably the best fast food chain in the game right now, Chick-fil-A. So if you want to come on my list, come on my list.
So bad.
It's such a good list. He's trying to persuade you, being like, it's a bad list. I want you to ask yourself. I'm telling you, it's a great list.
Okay, well, we'll let the people find out and tell us in the comments section. All right, here we go. Our next draft is going to be last one. Actors, Paul. Top 5 actors. This was pre-show. You were talking shit about it. You were like, you know what? This is my list is already better than yours, but we didn't even draft yet, so I don't even know how you have your list.
This one really can be subjective, I think, based on different genres, right? If you want comedy actors, if you want drama actors, if you want, you know, it all depends here. So I think it's really subjective, and I think it's going to be a good list.
All right. You get first pick.
Oh, I do get first picked.
That's fine. I already know you're going to take probably.
My first pick. Best dramatic actor out there in the field right now. We're going with Leonardo DiCaprio.
That was going to be my pick.
It's a solid first pick. Really, really good.
So you even like Leo movies?
Yeah, absolutely. Leo's the best.
I think this is, once again, Paul playing to the people.
No, literally, Inception is one of my favorite movies of all time. All
right, you're going to take Leo, number 1. I'm going to take, arguably, the GOAT, Denzel Washington.
Okay, that's good. I actually did not have Denzel.
Remember the Titans, one of my favorite movies. Coach Samuel Jackson's Coach Carter. But regardless, Denzel Washington, one of the greatest actors of all time. He's my number 1.
That's pretty solid. I'm going to pick my main dude.
Okay, I saw this call.
Best superhero in the game.
Tom Holland?
Robert Downey Jr. We're picking RDJ here. Star of the MCU. Had an amazing journey. A personal journey, obviously, and he's been on the top of the acting game for a long time.
Is
one of the
retired?
Highest paid actors.
Is he retired?
No, he's not retired.
He just retired from Marvel.
Well, he's taking a break. I mean, it was a long time he was in the game here.
God forbid, he's taking a break from getting paid. All right, my number 2 is a great number 2. That's when you know it's great, because when I say it's great before the pick, Jim Carrey. Talk about a guy who could do it all. Comedy, drama, rom-com, you name it, Jim Carrey's the guy. Psychopath, lunatic, but the guy and my number 2.
Amazing actor, dude.
Yes, he is. The Mask. Come on now. Dumber.
So I'm a little mad because he's one of my favorite actors.
The
and
Grinch.
I just even, he's amazing.
Does it all. Jim Carrey. Yeah. He should have been number 1.
I like the direction you're going. And okay. I'm going to pick a comedy actor, my next one.
Okay.
Definitely, I think, one of the funniest comedians of all time.
I know where you're
Probably
going.
Probably one of your favorites. No, I'm not going that guy.
No,
I
know
that guy.
Where you're going.
I know where I'm going. Mr. Will Ferrell.
Yeah, I knew what you were doing.
Will Ferrell, Elf, amazing. Kicking and Screaming, great. Talladega Nights, Step Brothers is one of the best comedies of all time. So, Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell puts out bangers.
He does.
Will Ferrell, that's a good pick. That's a good pick. All right, my number 3. Where do I want to go here? Do I go, like, really great actors? Yes, I think I do. Number three, give me Tom Hanks.
Wow. Solid
great
pick.
Great actor. Castaway. What else do we got by Tom Hanks? Just you name it, he does it. That guy does it all. What's the movie? Oh,
wow.
Forrest Gump.
Wow.
Tom Hanks does a lot of good movies. All right. Movies.
All right. I'll take that.
Well, yeah,
and I'm going to, you know, I think Tom Hanks, he's more of, you know, obviously a dramatic actor.
My list is great.
I want to go a little dramatic actor, but I also want to go pop culture icon.
I think I know what you're doing.
For a long time. I'm going Harrison Ford.
Oh, it was not what I was expecting.
Indiana Jones, Han Solo. Come on,
that's
dude.
Good.
He's been around for a long time. That is a pop culture icon.
But our demographic, I don't know if they're going to respect that pick.
You got to respect the pick. It's a good pick.
It's a good pick. That is a good pick. I wouldn't have thought of that.
I know. I thought that was good.
I'm a little younger. I still got a lot of good actors on the list.
There's a lot of options we have here. It's just, you know, different than the fast
give
food.
Give me the, you know what? We're in 2022.
Yeah.
Give me one of the hottest actors right now in 2022. He didn't start off as an actor. Played football at Miami. Went to WWE. That's where he started.
Oh,
got his persona.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Give me Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Number four. So, do you smell what The Rock is cooking? I do the eyebrow thing, but I don't think I can do that.
Okay, so this is an interesting pick. And I think your people will see your list as a solid list or a joke based on if they respect The Rock or not as an actor.
Well, I think he's very, I don't want to say, he is a little bit overrated with, I don't know if he does.
A lot of people
say, I don't want to bash The Rock, but like the roles he gets for not being like a great actor, some people could say is kind of fucked.
But do you,
I think he's a decent actor.
Do you know the joke where it's like he always wears the same thing? It's like him in like the safari
yeah,
cargo
like Jumanji
shirt.
Or...
It's like it was like four movies and it was frames from four movies and he was all wearing like this cargo thing. And everyone's like, this is four different movies. He's wearing the same outfit basically.
Well, it's like Jumanji, Skyscraper.
It was like a middle, what's the one? Oh, Journey to the Center of the Earth.
Central Intelligence he's in. He's always playing the same guy. He's in Fast
play.
And Furious.
Yeah.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson, he's the hot guy right now.
I think it's a solid pick, though.
Thank you. All right, you're number five?
My number five, there's a lot of options here. There's, you know, you could go dramatic. I got a lot of dramatic guys still on the list. I got another comedian on the list that I really like. I got a guy who we probably wouldn't think of, but he's had phenomenal roles, and unfortunately he's not living anymore. I think I'm going to go with him. Because it rounds out my list really well. He was an amazing actor. He was a superhero character, but he also played very iconic roles like Jackie Robinson. I'm going with Chadwick Boseman.
Wow. I thought you were going with Robin Williams.
No. Oh, that would have been... He's good, too. He didn't play... I mean, to me, he didn't play a superhero. But he's... I mean, comedian and, like, overall actor, dude. He was great, too. But Chadwick Boseman.
Chadwick Boseman. R.I.P. to him. Sad.
Dude, that would yeah. Robin Williams is a good pick.
Yeah, oh, I got a lot of options here. I get to read them now because this is the last pick, right? I could go Brad Pitt.
I had him on the list.
I think he might be a little overrated, though. I could go Michael B. Jordan. I don't know if he's been in enough great movies though to make a top five list.
He's good, but he's I don't think he's that good.
I could go Mark Wahlberg, but once again, I don't think he does a lot. He's been in a lot, but I don't think he makes my top five. Then I'm down to two. I could go Bradley Cooper.
That's a good pick.
But I don't know if I want to go him or do I want to go funny. And I know Paul hates the other guy we want to go with.
I hate that guy. Well, I like that guy. I like his early work. But I don't like his later work.
I'm going to go. This is a tough decision for me. Fuck. Well, I don't have, like, I have Tom Hanks, good actor, Denzel Washington, Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Give me a funny guy, Adam Sandler. The Justin Bieber of cinema, Adam Sandler.
Most outrageous saying of all time.
Give me Adam Sandler all day, baby. Over Bradley Cooper. Damn, I like Bradley Cooper's movies. Limitless, Silver Linings Playbook. He did the one with Eagles one.
Yeah, that's Silver Linings Playbook.
Star is Born.
Hangover.
The Hangover. Can I change my pick?
No, you can't.
God, that was a bad pick. I should have
Adam
Bradley
Sandler,
Cooper.
The thing is, I do like Adam Sandler. Happy Gilmore is one of my favorite movies of all time. I love
Just go with it's a great movie.
Like, his early stuff is great.
51st Dates.
His middle stuff is great. I just don't love the new stuff. I actually like Hubie Halloween. It probably needs
Hubie Halloween's, like, the movie of Halloween.
It's a new... It's
starting to come, like, oh, it's Halloween season.
Hubie Halloween.
Hubie Halloween's the movie because everything else is scary.
Yeah, and it's more of, like, a comedy. So, all right,
I'm okay with Adam Sandler. Bradley Cooper, I do like his movies, but I like my list. So, we'll go down the list. Okay. My top five. Adam Sandler, 5. Dwayne The Rock Johnson, 4. Tom Hanks, 3. Jim Carrey, 2. Denzel Washington, arguably the GOAT, number 1.
Solid list. My list, not to be outdone, this is a good list. I think both are really good. Chadwick Boseman. If you look at his film history, dude was phenomenal.
He was. He was Jackie Robinson, 42. That was a great movie.
He did so many amazing films. So we got Chadwick Boseman, Harrison Ford, pop culture icon, Harrison Ford.
The moms out there will love that.
Love that. One of the funniest people of all time, Will Ferrell.
He puts out classics.
Best superhero character of all time. Literally from actor to playing the actual role. Dude, he was like Iron Man to a T. You got Robert Downey Jr. And then one of the best actors, literally, I think, to ever exist is Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, it's a pretty good list.
Solid list from both ends.
Are we missing anything? You didn't put your boy Chris Evans on there?
So, I mean...
Will Smith wasn't on anybody's list.
So, I do have some here. I had Brad Pitt. I had Matt Damon. I really like Matt Damon. Yes. I had Will Smith, Adam Sandler, Chris Evans, Matthew McConaughey.
Good one.
I do think
that he hasn't been in a lot of the great movies, but he's a good actor.
I had Mike Myers on the list. I think it was a sleeper pick of like Austin Powers and like the voice of Shrek.
That's
and
true.
Like comedy. And then I had Daniel Radcliffe as a sleeper as well.
Harry Potter.
Like Harry Potter's Harry Potter, dude.
But he hasn't done anything other than
super large. That's the problem. That's why I didn't go with him. But he was a sleeper. It was like, if you're a Harry Potter fan, it probably would have been all up right there.
I like this show. We might have to do this more often. We'll get actresses in there.
Yeah, I think we could definitely do drafts of like other things we like for sure. So let us know if you like this type of segment that we're doing back and forth, if you get to play along a little bit. But that's our show, man.
Yeah, appreciate it. Fun one.
Really good show. Hope you guys enjoy. Appreciate you guys getting to the end. Make sure to follow us on all the platforms. If you're watching on YouTube, give us a big thumbs up. Hit that subscribe button. We're getting 2,000 subscribers over on YouTube, so we appreciate you guys. As always,
music, take us out.
Peace, baby. See you later.